Hi guys.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Your Receipts, guys. The episodes where we help you out of your problems, your dilemmas, your issues, and everything in between.
It sure is. It is me. It is I, your girl, Tolly T.
Just call me Audrey.
And your mamacita, Melena Sanchez.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin Underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Shop Tommy John's Friends and Family Sale right now and get 25% off site-wide at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Audrey, bring down your mic, please.
Bring down my mic.
Because why are you stretching your neck?
Bring the mic.
Why is she stretching her neck like that?
Every time I'm in the studio, because one time, one of the things popped off. I'm whispering because Brent is right there.
That sounds really good.
Not that he's going to edit it and hear you say those things. And so basically,
so now I'm really paranoid about moving it bare hard, but they're more flexible than what you think. So yeah, I've moved it down closer to my lips.
It's like a little dick, just move it around.
Stop moving it, I can hear it moving.
Okay.
What was I going to say? Guys, I had a random thought. It's literally me not playing, it's not that deep. do you think parents ever regret the name they give their child? Do you reckon they name their child and 7 months later be like, oh, I fucking hate that name?
Yeah, do you know what? I do think that, because I know someone, that was born Sylvia and then her mum changed her name to Stella.
Oh, really?
She was like two. She just didn't like it.
No, I don't.
So she was my friend's little sister.
I feel like I won't do anything legal until I'll see the name out with them for a little bit.
Yeah, see if it suits them.
But you have to within the first 5 weeks. Yeah, if not, then they don't exist and it's illegal.
Yeah.
You got to register them.
Because what if you had a name in mind? The baby's born doesn't look like the name you had in mind anymore.
But that's why some people wait until the baby is born and then they make a decision within those 5 weeks.
So honestly, what if you have it and then a couple of months later, you're like, oh God, no, this is,
I think that's more common than what we think, because I can't remember if I watched it or if it was someone I knew, but they could not think of a name, and the child was nameless for a good month. Mm. They had no name and they were like, we're not just going to put any name, because obviously names are very, very important.
Yeah, well, I think that as well.
So they had nothing, and then eventually something came to them and then they ended up calling the baby Paul.
Of all the fucking names.
Exactly. They waited a month
and then they called their baby Paul. Exactly. Peter and Paul.
Right, exactly. So I think it does happen, but okay, no one cares, but Nigel, hello.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. I'm going to die on this hill, because I just think it's mad that since 2019, not a single person in this England called their child Nigel.
What's the other name that's funny?
And Gary is going to be gone by 2025.
And Barry, well, that has to be gone as
Barry
well.
Should be gone.
Really. I just think that is mad.
Gary and Barry.
But there are some names that are just quite old. You must be the youngest Audrey living.
I think I might be.
Audrey is such an old name.
Yeah, old white lady's name, yeah. However, I have met a lot of middle-class white women who say they love it and they want to call their children Audrey. So I think there will be a resurgence of the name.
I don't think it's extinct
just yet. I think it will be reintroduced to the world.
It's like my name as well. My first name, Hazel. I don't know any other Hazels.
Hazel feels quite popular, no?
Young Hazel.
Hazel.
A young, buff, rich Hazel.
Yeah,
talented.
I think a young Hazel.
Wow.
Feels quite nice.
Hazel's a nice name, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hazel's, I think it fits into the names that people have when they have their kids young.
Yeah, yeah. It's still quite trendy, isn't it?
Like the name Kai. Well, there was a season when every teenage mum in my life was naming their child Kai.
That's literally my sister's boyfriend's name.
Kai took over the Jaden.
And Rico.
Yeah, I didn't know any Ricos. Maybe it's a cultural thing.
No, I definitely knew a load of Ricos.
Really?
I know a lot of Jadens, a lot of Kais.
There was a lot of Jadens and Kais. Nearly everyone that had a baby young that's my age had their child called Kai.
Yeah, Kai.
I guess names are cool.
Yeah, they come
Jaden.
Exactly. There's a lot of Skies and Kais and Aaliyahs.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Icos now.
Ico?
Yeah.
I haven't heard of that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to name my child. I like the name Ocean.
Ocean's really
I
nice.
Really like
I
the
like
name
Ocean. Rivar and Rivar. Stream.
And Bree.
Stream, you know. And Rain. Rain's not a bad name if it's not like a Rain. It's nice. King and Queen Rain.
Yeah.
But definitely. I like the name Ocean.
Yeah, Ocean's, Ocean's really, really nice pretty. Name. My friend's daughter's called Ocean.
It's such a lovely name.
Yeah, it's pretty, yeah.
And obviously the kids that are being named after the months that they were born in. August.
June. Okay.
April's.
April's.
Imagine being called November.
No, yeah, November doesn't bang like that.
Yeah, only some months bang, you know. Yeah,
so, only like October.
January does not bang.
February doesn't bang either. Nope.
That month doesn't bang anyways.
Period.
Such a bad vibe.
Bad vibes month.
What,
month?
January?
Yeah.
That's going into it next. That's the positive.
See, it's a blessing. I will say that.
Oh, amen.
But I wouldn't name my child January.
Jan, oh, baby Jan.
Baby Jan.
That's got no connection.
Baby Janu.
What? Someone's going to email us. We're like, well, actually, my first name is January.
Sorry.
And it means the first of the world to do anything. So it's actually very positive.
Sorry,
well, we're going to go into your dilemmas.
Let's
anyway,
do it. Let's get into it.
The first dilemma is titled Lying Friend.
Ooh.
Hi, ladies. I just want to say thank you for everything you've done with your podcast. You've helped me without you even knowing you have. You are all beautiful inside and out.
Oh, thank you, sis.
I always thought I'd send an email for boy issues because that's a constant drama for me. So here we go. In 2020, I signed up to compete in a charity boxing match, which was 7 weeks worth of training for absolute newbies. Obviously, it got rescheduled due to COVID, but my friends from back home who live 2 hours away and I've known for 18 years all said they were going to come and watch. I finally get the rescheduled date, but it's the same date as a gig that I was really excited to go to, but I've seen him probably more than 10 times with my friend. Okay. My friend says she wouldn't go and had a friend that would buy the ticket, which they did, and she transferred me the money.
Okay.
In July 2021, I asked if she was still coming to my fight, and she said she was. Then I asked again in August, and she hadn't mentioned it again, and she said she couldn't. Yes, this was a little upsetting as everyone had dropped out, including my family, even though this was the first and proper last time I'll ever do anything like this. Fight went ahead in front of around 400 people and thankfully had my gym friends support me. But forward to today, my friends post a photo and tag someone. I'm a little nosy on their page and it shows that they went to a gig and, oh yeah, bearing in mind the gig's where I live. Sorry, this is such an issue. Sorry, this is so shit. Am I right to feel angry and disappointed in her unnecessarily lying to me? If she wanted to go to the gig, fair enough. Yes, I probably would have been upset, but having her lie to me is so much worse. Would you confront her? It's been a month since the fight.
So hang on. So she was in a boxing match.
She had a boxing
match.
Or
they were in a boxing match.
It was the same day that a gig was
and then
to
the
happen.
Friend flopped. The girl come up with some excuse when really
she
wanted
to
go to
the gig. I don't know if she came up with this because she said she couldn't make it. I don't know if I just read that like an idiot, but that was really not into that. You know?
Okay, so that was the general gist. And basically, she should be upset. Should she be upset about it?
And then confront her a month later.
Do you know what it is, yeah? I think that sometimes some things are clear as day. Do you know what I mean? So like with this, clearly the answer is that your friend wanted to go to the gig.
She'd have a win.
Like, so... I mean...
Everyone dropped us, not just her. Like,
yeah. Why is she getting
really
all
mad,
the smoke?
But like...
Do you know what I think it is, though? Because
she has said, I went to go to the gig.
The friend should not have wasted. Sorry, that's
why. I'm really
There is an etiquette once you've lied about something.
Though. Yeah, she should have posted. That's literally what her crime was. She should have posted. Obviously, that's not her crime. It's actually really out of order. But...
I think she might have been excited that she was at this fight and she wanted her friends to be there.
Did she say it was in her tags pictures or did I make that up?
Yeah, it was in her tags pictures.
So she didn't even post it. Someone snitched.
Yeah. Someone snitched. That's why you have to be very clear with everybody. Don't post me. I'm not meant to be out.
You can decline tags, you know. But I mean, that's besides
guys,
the point.
We're just teaching people how to lie more.
I think that, listen, at the end of the day, if you're upset about it, you've got every right to be upset. And like, ultimately, your friend lied to you. So if it feels that heavy, then just bring it up, but don't make it into a big thing. So I don't think it's worth like ending the friendship doing anything like that. Just be like,
you could have just told me.
Yeah, you could have just told me. Next time, just say next time, just tell me. Because I think when you say next time, that gives space to, you know,
for them
for resolution. So that's what I would do. Just be like, next time, if you didn't want to come, because you didn't want to come, just tell me. Like, it's not a big deal.
And then keep it moving.
I would prefer that you didn't lie to me and then drop it and keep it moving. I mean, if it were me, I wouldn't say anything, but that's me. But I'm not saying that's the bad thing. I'm just saying I wouldn't say anything. But,
do you know what? Weirdly enough, I would never go say anything.
Yeah, I don't.
And that's fine.
If you
allow it to not take over your mind.
Yeah, like
I mean?
It's been a month since. I think I would just allow it.
She's very, this person's very pressed.
Like, I'll just allow, because people are allowed to do what they want to do. Mm. Like, I completely am under the understanding of people not centering me around their lives, because why should they?
Yeah. And maybe, and obviously your friend lied because she didn't want to make you feel bad.
And she transferred you the money, so you didn't lose out.
Yeah, so you didn't lose out. I know you wanted the support, but clearly they just wanted to go to the gig. So for me, it's clear.
Must have been a good gig, boy.
They must have been in town. Like, they haven't been in town since pre-COVID, didn't it? But I just look at things face value. She wanted to be at this gig. She didn't want to be at the thing. I've got my answer.
Yeah, kind of on period.
But it doesn't mean she hates you, she supports you any less or anything like that.
She might not give a fuck about boxing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So that sounds like I'm being really not nice.
We're not trying to be dismissive, hon, but that reminds me, because one time I had this friend, and she kind of used to like bully me, but she used to make me walk her home. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
And I remember one time I didn't want to fucking walk her home. So I lied and I said I had a dentist appointment. Yeah. And then the next day she was like, "You didn't have a dentist appointment. Because I saw you running across the field with Monica." Monica was my best friend at the time.
Shout out, fight me then, he's going to beat me.
And then I was like, "Well, yeah, I just wanted to walk home with Monica." And then she was like, "Yeah, because you lied to me, you're going to get beat up after school."
Did she beat you up after school?
No, then she came up and I was, when I say I was shocked, you know, like in those teen movies when the geek's about to get beaten up and they keep on looking at the clock and the clock's going, ding, 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 ding. That's what I was so shook. I was like, "Oh my God, I'm going to get rushed after school. I'm going to get beaten up. Why did I lie? Why didn't I just walk home with her?" I was thinking all kinds of things. Then just as the bell went, my heart was beating, And when she came up to me, she was like, she put her hand on my shoulder and she goes, "Audrey, I'm not going to let you get beat up this time. I'm going to let you off." And I was like,
"No, that girl's a fucking
weird." Oh my God. Do you remember her name?
School, we're still cool. We follow each other on Instagram. I'll show you guys her picture after. Yeah, she was like so much taller and bigger than me, and I was so skinny and puny in school.
Taller than me, bigger than me, literally.
So I say all of that to say that sometimes people want to do other things and
just let them.
And just let them,
just to say this early, I'm really lacking empathy right now, just because.
Yeah, because that seems very minute.
Yeah. So let me start this episode by saying that I'm not in anybody's mood. So if it seems like I'm lacking empathy or just not being kind, I showed up.
I'll give a fuck.
I showed up because honestly, I showed up in it. That's all I can give
you. I'm glad we got that little disclaimer. Next dilemma. "Hi girls, I have to thank you firstly, as a few years ago I was going through a very hard time when a work colleague happened to introduce me to the receipts. This podcast helped my depression massively. I felt a lot less lonely and genuinely felt happy listening to it. The reliability and no filter chat made me feel like I had three amazing friends to catch up with every week. Thank you for positively impacting the lives of your listeners." Thank you.
That's so sweet.
Okay, so here goes. "I met a guy on a dating app who ticks most, if not all, the boxes. We click, share some major, not so common interests, same values. It's like our lives are parallel. I mean, what are the chances? It's crazy. My friends have said the same. I mean, at the moment, we're just seeing how things go, so we're not far in it at all. I'm just conscious of potentially wasting my time and getting my feelings hurt. But as titled, he said he's still friends with his ex, as they ended on good terms and talk occasionally about business-related stuff. I mean, is this a red flag? For me, I don't talk to any exes, as we've never ended on good terms. So am I just not understanding any of this? I know everyone has their own boundaries. I was just curious as to your thoughts. For some context, I'm 25 and I don't have much dating history. I very rarely meet a new guy and click and have stuff in common, but I don't want this to sway me into ignoring red flags. Hopefully I've provided enough context. I know you have so many listeners, but it would be just my luck for me to somehow get caught out here. Thank you for everything. Wishing you more wins and a long career."
Amen.
Oh, thank you, hon. So he's still friends with his ex. Is this a red flag? I don't think so, you know. The reason why you can't relate is because you've never ended on good terms. I think if they're good and you know that they're talking about business things and there's no reason to indicate that anything shady is going on, I personally wouldn't say anything about it now. They're also not in a relationship.
Yeah.
So.
And I think that if it did ever get to that stage where they were in a relationship, that hopefully he would be smart enough to be like, if there were any boundaries that were being crossed, he's like, "Nah, I'm in a relationship now. So these are the lines that we're not able to cross."
Yeah,
but I don't think it's, for me personally, like, "Oh my God, this is a red flag and I'm not going to go forward with this because of that." Fuck that.
I don't think it's a red flag at all.
Yeah.
Like the email says, like, they speak occasionally is what it says, right? Mm-hmm. Or every couple of months or something. So it's not even like someone that's active in his life like that. Like
every day.
Yeah. They ended up and talk occasionally about business stuff. Is this worth an email? Sorry. I'm actually sorry. It's not a red flag. No. I'm not going to talk much. No, it's not.
I totally agree. I don't think you have very much to worry about, hun. Like, my whole thing now moving forward, Jet, is unless I see things fucking explicitly, I can't honestly come in.
You can't kill yourself.
I can't kill myself. Like, I can't honestly cry over spilt milk. When the person gives you a reason not to trust them or gives you a reason to make you think it's anything other than just friends, like exes that happen to now be cool, then you have a dilemma. Not trying to diminish it, but I don't really think like there's much of an issue here.
No.
Like Tully said they talk occasionally, they talk about business stuff. So you know the conversations are intentional. And he's also not your boyfriend yet. So yeah, I wouldn't.
And I get it because like you were like, you don't have much day in history. Mm. So you're really careful. And when you don't, I guess you're really careful about everything because, like I said before, you're taking everybody else's problems into your like things that have never happened to you. You're taking on, be like, well, this person's ex was talking to their ex still, so then they broke up, blah 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 blah. But I don't think it matters.
That, no. And also, when people do that, when they kind of project like other people's experiences and take them on, we never know the full stories of those other things.
Yeah,
as well,
exactly.
Like, ever. Like, we only hear like one side. So I think it's really important that we try not to do that too much because unless you're in it, you actually don't really know what happened.
Yeah, like genuinely, stop getting hurt by other women's stories, man. Yeah. I think we've been doing it for far too long.
Yeah.
And like, we even use it to navigate our own lives.
Exactly.
But that never happened to you. I don't think that you carried this one on your head.
Yeah, you know when you start telling the story, you're like, oh my God, this isn't even my story.
It
didn't happen to me, but you actually start to think it did.
Yeah.
You're like, no, my ex did. And it was like, no, it wasn't actually your ex that did that. That was someone else's ex.
Or like, you'd be having an attitude with your partner.
Yeah.
Because of someone else's story. Like, this guy didn't do anything
to
you.
Yeah, exactly. It's all of that.
So would you cheat on me?
Yeah, would you do that to me?
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah, I don't think it's that big a deal at all.
Me too.
Next dilemma. Oh my God. And the title is Ayuda, which means help in Spanish.
Ooh.
So we got a Hispanic. Oh my God. So it starts with Hola, que es la que hay, which means like, what's up?
I'm so happy you're the one reading this. Because,
yeah, exactly. It happens to land on you. Like, mad.
Saludes from Puerto Rico. Hello.
Hey.
Hello. I am a new listener and I am super hooked and I love what you ladies are about. So my dilemma is this. I'm with my boyfriend. I've been with my boyfriend for 6 years, going on 7 in April. I'm 24 years old and he is 26. He is great and emotionally supportive, and in all of our relationship has always pulled through our ups and downs together. There is a huge issue, however. I am feeling and have for a very, very, very long time now that we have a bad dynamic in this relationship financially. I always have been the one making more money than him. Not much, but still more. And I've always provided for him so much. Trips.
Oh, not provided.
Not provided, honey.
Are you a pimp?
We can tell you've just started listening. Trips, his phone when it broke, food, clothes, bills,
food,
girls.
Clothes.
I'm talking everything. And I have never asked him to pay me back.
Sis.
Not food and clothes, child.
This has gotten so far that whenever we go away for vacation or a little getaway, he always says that he's good for money, but always ends up broke halfway through the trip and I end up having to pull both of his weight and mine. Anywho, we both have been talking about taking our relationship to the next level and move in together. But
he will pay for it.
I'm so worried that he won't be able to pull his weight financially. I feel that he is lazy in finding a job that pays more because he thinks I'll always back him up financially. And I don't want that responsibility of always being his financial safety net, especially when it is entirely one-sided. As I begin to think more and more about moving in together and starting a life together, I feel like he is unable to support me much, much less himself financially. And that makes me very insecure of that part of our relationship. I mean, he doesn't even take me out to dinner or buy me any gifts. Yeah. It makes me feel very taken advantage of and stepped on when I'm only trying to help him as much as I can. But it's left me feeling like I have been his mum this entire time. Am I being too hard on him by making this money a thing? Help.
Humber. Trouble. Bills, clothes, food,
phone. Water. She definitely does pay for his water.
Seamlessy trouble.
Shelter.
She says, am I being that water for making it a thing? This is a big thing.
This is a huge thing.
I'm so sorry. Like, you man have got no reason, no business, sorry, thinking about moving in together.
Absolutely not.
He's not in a position to move in.
He's not responsible.
Exactly. He doesn't have, clearly doesn't have a job. He can't hold down a job. He doesn't have the finance. His finances are not in order. He clearly doesn't have any money. People that are in this position should
just
not
stay home with their mum.
Stay home, exactly. And they should save and get it together. I think that if you move in with him, you're setting yourself up to just be his financier. Mm-hmm. Because literally, what the hell? Like, if you're the one with the money and the job, you're going to be paying the bills. You're going to be paying the rent. And if this is not something you want to do, then you've got no business moving in with this person. He needs to get his shit together, save, stack, and when he's in a position, then you consider it. Like, don't consider it now because you're googly-eyed and you want to live with someone. Because in the long run, you're going to end up resenting him. And once you sign in, once you're in that lease, that's going to be all you. So it's a no for me.
And I'm sorry, if he was like aware of things, he would be like, nah, babe, you've paid for this this little getaway. Let me get the next getaway, or not even the next getaway. What can I contribute to? How can I make this financial burden for you easier? How do we go halves on this or that? But it's like, to me, he's seen you pay for all of these things. So now he's like chilling back, which to me makes me feel like you're not even trying here. You're happy and content with me doing all that I'm doing. And yo no quiero un hombre así. I don't want a man like that.
You better tell her. My mom always says, never tell a man your finances. My mom always says, never tell a man your finances and never let him know you've got it all. Because the minute you, or this, any partner, because the minute someone knows that you can handle it, they're going to take advantage, especially if they're that way inclined. Like, if there's someone that's shameless, which quite clearly he is, they're going to just take your kindness for weakness. Someone that's got shame will be able to step in and be like, no, I've got this. How are we going to do this? We're going to split it 50-50. My man is happy for you to take on all the financial burden and you are not.
Yeah, I think the whole, I'm going to re-listen this again because it's truly shocking. I have always provided for so much for him. Trips, his phone when he broke it, food, clothes, bills, girls, I'm talking everything. That's in fucking insane.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I'm not even like, at the age of 26 and where you are, where he might be in his career, I'm not expectant of him spending money on you. What I'm expecting is that he's able to look after himself.
Facts.
So it's not like, the issue is not, I'm dating this guy who doesn't buy me gifts. I feel like, depending on where they are in their age, depending on what they do, maybe that's a big expectations. But you cannot look after yourself. Yeah. And then you think, oh yeah, let's move in together. You've actually given yourself a burden for life.
Exactly.
That is just a burden that you've accepted. You're going to pay every single bill in that home. Mm-hmm. At least now, 100%. Some things still get paid by other people, whoever he lives with or whatever. It's a big deal.
I think she's massively enabling
him. It's a big deal. And I think if you're not going to leave him, stop paying for things.
Yeah.
That's all.
Because she hasn't said anything about him as a person. Yeah, yeah. Clearly, it's just the finances.
You're not going to leave him, but stop paying for shit.
You ain't no one's mom. Like, there's no reason we should be providing for anybody.
That's a primary caretaker then.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck. Like, yeah, no, this is not it. I don't think you guys are ready to move in. And I also don't think you should move in because he's just going to leech off of you. Do you know what I mean? You know them guys that will be like, okay, so she can get the place and do everything in her name, but he's going to always be there.
Yeah.
But I just, no. This is just a big, big fat no.
No, don't do it.
Let that man get
it'll break you guys up because you're going to resent him so much.
Oh, 100%.
And he ain't going to give you no penny back.
And a man like that, he's probably not going to pull his weight around the house because he's become accustomed to a certain lifestyle.
Oh, you can't not be paying and not taking out the trash.
Like, he's become accustomed to a certain lifestyle. Like,
he actually
I'm
is.
Sorry, there's no
we'll
way.
We'll have the Puerto Rico.
A man's phone is broken, right? A man's phone is broken and that's my burden. That's now become my bill.
That is... That's mad, you know. I would be so disgusted.
So buying him clothes as well.
I'd be disgusted.
I can understand if she was in a financial dip in your life, but if this has been our whole relationship, that's insane.
No. Yeah, you're currently a sugar mama. Babes.
I just want you to have enough to look after yourself.
Yeah.
Especially at a certain age.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not expecting that he's going to be buying her gifts, but just he should be able to look after himself. He shouldn't be your burden. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're not going to leave him. Because you didn't even suggest that.
I was not even a part of the equation.
So my advice is stop spending money on him.
Same.
And maybe just talk to him and just make it very, very aware. Like, yo, I'm paying for a lot of things here. So if we do move in, as you know, because he can say anything.
No, but he will know by the lack of payment. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? That will be the communication. Yep. When I stop footing your bill and putting clothes on your back and food in your mouth, that's when you will realise.
You know, I'm not on it no more. Yeah, exactly. I have left this narrative. I'm not on being your primary caretaker anymore. So I think you should just stop spending money on him. Shit.
Agreed.
Next dilemma. I love him so much, but he's still hurting over his ex. So why are you putting yourself in that situation? Bro. You know what?
It's not the dilemma, it's life. The- Life is life.
I love him so. Hello, you absolute icons. Thank you so much for being such role models to a whole generation of young women.
The generation. Please
not a generation. Thank you very much. Please never stop doing what you're doing. Listening to you guys makes me feel so empowered and inspires me to be more confident, badass bitch.
Hey.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you. But unfortunately, at the moment, I am feeling the opposite of badass and I could really do with your help. Okay. Me and my boyfriend have been together for 2 years. I love him so much. And he's the first person I've ever felt this way about. When I think about my future, it inevitably has him in it. However, we are currently going through a tough time and I need your advice. Okay. To give a bit of context, 5 years ago, before I even knew him, his dad was sadly diagnosed with and shortly died of cancer. I'm sorry. During this time, he fell in love with a girl who was now his ex. He really threw himself into this relationship as a way of escaping the truth that his dad was unwell and she was his first love. Unfortunately, soon after his dad died, this girl broke up with him and broke his heart really badly. Mm-hmm. He went into a really dark place in terms of his mental health and suffered with bad depression for a couple of years. He's been honest with me about all of it since we've met. We are now 2 years into our relationship and we are very happy. We have a great time together and I know that we both care about each other very much. However, he still suffers from mild depression and he's on antidepressants. One of the side effects of this is that his libido is suppressed, so he rarely wants to have sex with me. I feel like I always initiate sex, but he often rejects me. I've always been self-conscious that he just doesn't find me attractive, but when I ask about it, he just says it's to do with the side effects of the antidepressants. A few weeks ago, I was on his laptop when I came across some stuff in his notes that he'd written. Oh, don't tell me you read it. Don't read his notes.
Not his notes.
That's very much an invasion of
privacy. His notes. Do you know how much shit I have in my notes?
No, don't read my notes. Mm-mm. In it, he was talking about how he struggles to find me attractive and lacks any sexual desire. How he isn't able to fall as madly in love with me as he was with his ex. And how he still thinks about her sometimes.
Oh,
you see, that's you can't read people's notes.
It's too invasive.
Like it's you can't read people's notes.
That's a dark place, man.
I found this really difficult to read because it felt like he was been lying to me about how he feels all the time. I was under the impression that we both felt we were going to spend our lives together. I don't know if I'm being oversensitive. I don't think you are. Mm-mm. I've never been in love before him, so I don't know how it feels like to have your heart broken. Am I asking too much for him to feel the same way about me as I do about him? Everything he does, as the way he treats me, suggests he loves me very much. And if it weren't for seeing those notes, I wouldn't have never known he was having doubts. I'm aware that I can be a very insecure person and I know I need to work on myself. But seeing this has made me worry that he still isn't over the loss of his ex, which happened so soon after the loss of his dad. They haven't seen each other since they broke up 4 years ago. And I worry that one day he'll realise he still loves her. Also, on his laptop, I found a list of... Sis, stop going for this man's shit, man.
Oh, no.
Also, on his laptop, I found a list of names of female porn stars he watches and fancies. I don't have any problem with him watching porn, but this felt like such a kick in the teeth considering he barely ever wants to have sex. It makes me sad that he'd rather watch them than have real sex with me. Please help. I feel so scared at the thought of ever breaking up with him, but I also don't want to be with someone who doesn't see a future with me. I wish I could make him feel as great as she did, but I can't.
Oh.
Do I need to accept this? What if I never find someone as amazing as him again? Any advice you could give would be really appreciated, my loves.
First of all, if this didn't work out, I promise you, you will be okay and there will be somebody else. Because I definitely remember being in a relationship and being so scared to lose this person. And I'd done everything in my power to cling on to them and it made them run the opposite way because I literally thought that there would be nobody in this world that would love me as much. I've been loved. So I need you to understand that that isn't the case, that there is somebody out there for you and don't stay in this relationship because of insecurities and self-esteem and stuff like that, because I'm sure you're an amazing person. What else happened?
A lot.
I think you should leave.
Same.
I think this is a bit like detrimental to your mental health.
It's mad.
I don't think he's in the position, not even to speak negative, but he's not in a position to fully move on yet. He's dealing with a lot. Mm. He's dealing with the loss of his dad, which also coincided with the loss of the love of his life. Mm. Like, let's call a spade a spade. This person, he really loved her. He's saying in his notes that he still loves her. I think that's one thing. He's not really ready to leave or start anything huge yet because he's still dealing with this loss. And I think he should be left alone to deal with that loss.
It's a double loss.
And yeah, and it shouldn't be something that you're now put yourself in the equation of, and you're getting hurt because you're comparing yourself to this girl who he still loves and you've never met and you don't know anything about, you're saying that you wish he felt this, like you wish you could make him feel good as much as she did. There's a comparison there that you're never going to fulfill, because the comparison's even in your fantasies about how great she was. So you're never going to meet those criteria anyway. And he doesn't find you attractive.
Sorry, that's the ultimate huge thing
for me. Like, he doesn't find you sexually attractive, and he's voted. Like, where anybody's notes are their thoughts.
That's like, deepest.
That's why I was so like, you can't read someone's notes. Because, like, if you read my notes, it's mad. Because it's just a random thought that I have, especially if you write, that you just want to jot down quickly or whatever. Just to feel peace with it.
Yeah.
And obviously, because he feels like he can never say that to you.
Yeah.
Because that's a mad thing to say to someone. He's put this down in his notes.
And you can't stay there.
You can't deal with that. Yeah. Your insecurities can't deal with that right now. And I think that's okay. And I think it's really important to know when to leave.
But I think we know when it's ready, when it's time to leave. But it's the fear.
Yeah.
That fear that holds us back.
Definitely,
that
definitely.
Being, you know, so scared without being with this person because you've envisioned all of this life with them and, you know, that end goal. But you have to.
Yeah. This is like a bit personal for me, but this is one of my biggest things, even in terms of like getting into something or whatever. I'm always fearful of not, like, I'm so scared that I won't know when to leave, that I'd rather not get into something. Because I feel like so often we like tell ourselves that, like, oh no, just see it through. It's going to work out. This is just a rough patch. It's okay. It's okay. But sometimes it's not a rough patch. And it's just like,
That is
let's
really,
go. Pack your bags and let's be going. Yeah. Like as Beyonce says, let's go, little kitty cat. You don't want no more. Let's go, little kitty cat. Facts. I think it's time to go. Let's go, little kitty cat.
Beyonce's a philosopher.
Like the words, the bars. Let's go, little kitty cat. So I think it's time to take you and your little kitty cat, and it's time to be going. Like, it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
You're going to be so sad. But like Melina said, there's going to be someone else. Like, love is not this thing that's only one person has a way of giving it to you. And you deserve to be loved in equal amounts as you love someone. You want someone that finds you attractive. You want someone that wants to sleep with you. You want someone that's never comparing you to some ex that they've had.
Yeah.
And
like, comparison is good when you're the better person.
Yeah. Exactly.
When you're like, oh my God, she's so much better than my ex. That's great. Yeah. But when you're the one that's like, oh, she's not cutting it like my ex did.
Yeah.
That's mad.
Yeah, I'd leave. Yeah. I'd have to go.
I totally agree. I mean, there's not much to add to what the girl said. It's all facts. I personally would leave as well, because I think that relationships are not easy, but when it gets to a point where it's actually detrimental to like who you feel you are as a person, I think that's very problematic. And this is like having you question your whole entire existence almost, like, and that to me is very problematic. I agree. I don't think he's in the right frame of mind to be in a relationship. And I think, unfortunately for you, you might have come at a time where, well, you did, clearly you came at a time where he wasn't healed and he wasn't ready to move on. And I get it. Like, you love him dearly because she loves him. Do you know what I mean? I think that like she's really into him or whatever, but you deserve requited love. Like, I'm sorry. Like, you can't be in something and you now know, because let's be honest, you shouldn't have seen those notes, but you've seen it now. So now you know how he truly feels. Is this what you think you're deserving of? Like, do you think you really deserve to be with someone that doesn't even find you attractive? Yeah. I think attraction is like the bare minimum in a relationship. There are people that are in toxic relationships. They have nothing in common. They don't fucking have the same values, but they fucking fancy each other. If you don't even have that, then to me, it's like, it's definitely not worth sticking around for.
Yeah.
And I just think, he needs to really heal. You know, he hasn't dealt with the loss of this girl. And unfortunately for you, you're kind of on the receiving end of all of that stuff. And I just think, I just think you should have to pack your load. Like, honestly, go. You deserve to be loved.
Also,
like,
don't do all of this by looking for his phone, looking for his laptop
to see things
and still stay.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if you've done all of this now, things have come to your face and you're still staying. I don't know if it's normal for men to make a list of porn stars that they like.
I don't know that is.
I don't know if it's normal. But he has sexual desires.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That was another thing. Because you said that he puts it down to the antidepressants and stuff as it being a side effect. But clearly he's getting aroused when he's watching these women. Like, all roads lead to like the fact that like he's just not into this right now. So I think honestly, leave. Like, you deserve better than this. Better than what he can give you right now.
Get out
right now. Okay, next slide.
Let's go.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin Underwear.
The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Shop Tommy John's Friends and Family Sale right now and get 25% off site-wide at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Help, my partner is moving abroad. Do I go with him? Hey, girlies. First of all, I just want to say how much you all light up my days. I have your podcast on at work, and even when I'm walking home, I discovered you 6 months ago, so I'm loving the catching up I have to do. I envy your confidence, motivation, and drive, and I believe a blessed and abundant future awaits you all.
Amen.
Amen. I claim it. I'll get into it. For some context, me, 25, and my man, 24, got together just over a year ago, and whilst we've had our ups and downs, all in all, we have a really strong connection, and we've both said our bond is unlike anything we've ever experienced before. We're both in therapy and working to heal ourselves, which in turn has massively helped us grow together. When we got together, we both said we wanted to move abroad after we finished our studies. Funnily enough, we wanted to move to the same city.
Okay. Wow.
But after graduating a year before him, I have landed a job in my dream field. I'm loving my job and I'm making great progress. My partner graduates in 7 months and is also working full time. His job is all based online, so when he graduates, he's ready to pack up and leave. Ooh. But now I have my job, I can't leave with him like we wanted. We've both said we're sick of this city we live in and want something new. But I said I can't leave as my job is holding me here because I'm thinking about what's best for my career and future. He's really upset but understands my reasoning, just like I understand his reason for having to leave. He's only ever been abroad twice whilst I've travelled and lived abroad before uni. He wants to make a go of a long distance when he leaves in June. However, I'm a bit more cynical. I don't know if it's really feasible as I need a physical connection, if I'm honest. I still have work to do on my trust issues and I don't know if him being in another city will help that healing process. I'm spending most nights crying myself to sleep at the prospect of him leaving. Aww. My dilemma is, do I stay with him long distance or do I break up with him? If I do, is it now or when he leaves? Or do I follow my dreams of living abroad again and go with him, putting a pause on my career? Sorry if this is a long one. I'm just heartbroken and so torn on what to do. I really hope you girls can help. All my love.
Oh, God.
All I ask is
that's hard.
It's career versus love. With you. Basically, it's giving Lauren on the Hills. Yeah, when
it's giving so many women in television, honestly, and in real life. Lauren in the Hills, Emily in Paris.
She chose a man in Paris. Yep. It's always Paris as well.
Who else was it recently?
And
Harlem.
And thingy.
She chose,
yeah, Harlem. Yeah, and even in Sex and the City, when Carrie went to Paris.
There's been many, many generations of women in film, TV, and real life that have been put in this position. It's either their career and love. All love.
Mm. I've never been in this position. I've always chosen man.
To be fair, I've always chosen man. No, as well.
I never had a career, so I don't know.
Yeah.
If I'm being completely honest, like the 35-year-old me who's lived a colorful life, I honestly, because people always say, "What would you tell your younger self?" And I always say, "Choose you over men." Yeah. Like I always say that, or whoever you choose to date.
Yeah.
And so I think I'm gonna stick to my guns on this one. I think that, like, you know, the other city isn't going anywhere. Other cities are not going anywhere. But a great start in an amazing career that you're actually happy in, because it's not that you've just got your foot through the door. You're actually happy and you're thriving in it. And I just think that, like, that kind of experience is so valuable and it will help you in your future. And love is not guaranteed. Do you know what I mean? Like, a solid future and a solid career is kind of like almost a guarantee, like if you work hard, but love isn't. And I just think that, like, I personally would try the long distance thing for a little bit,
because I think that
you guys obviously have a good enough relationship. I would try it and see how it works, but I can't lie to you. I don't think I would choose the guy over this situation. I wouldn't. I think I would choose my career. That's just me giving a strong, solid answer.
I think I would, feels like my dream job my dream job. I'm thriving in it. I'm absolutely in love with it. I'd probably do the long distance thing. I would be completely heartbroken. I'm not going to lie. Like, completely heartbroken. I'd probably try and find the same thing in that other country.
I can't lie, I'd go.
Would you?
Interestingly.
Really?
Yeah.
I would literally find, I'd find what it is I'm doing here, there, and try my best to make it work as well.
Also a transfer.
Interestingly, as someone who's always been career and, yeah, money and life, I would absolutely go.
Yeah.
Really? I think if I'm talking for as a 32-year-old standpoint and less of a colourful life, but it's, there's been there's shadings and colourings in it, I would go.
Yeah.
I feel like when it comes to matters of the heart, right, we have this idea where people said, I'm not going to leave this for man. And I think our careers and our lives or whatever, we kind of underestimate how big love is in that as well. That's a big part of your life. Yeah. That's what you want. And I think sometimes people get to a certain age and they're like, oh, I chased all these things, but like, they haven't been as intentional with that as their love lives or as their partners, as their families. But this meant something to you as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think often we make women feel bad to be like, no, don't choose a man over your career.
Mm.
This matters to her as well. This is also a huge part of her life. It's not like a random guy that I just met. This is me choosing love over. Careers can change any minute. Your job can fire you any minute. Like, I don't have loyalties to work. I have loyalties to money. I have any loyalties to like a company or anything like that. And I just think sometimes we need to, because we live in a society where it's like, come on, women, we're hardworking, we're independent. We often tell women to neglect love because it feels weak and soft and meekish or whatever. But if it doesn't work out, you can come back to this country. You've still got your degree. You can still get a job. Like, there is jobs everywhere.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm...
Like, you can start and decide that you're going to change your career completely today and still be able to find something else. I feel like, especially how old they are, in fact, regardless of how much you've got enough time to fuck up your life and have enough time by the grace of God, because you have long life, to start all over again.
Yeah.
If I went to today, be like, I'm going to be a doctor. Well, it takes 10 years. By the time I'm 43, I could be a qualified, if this is what I wanted to do. That's not the end of my life.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, you can always still pick up and go. But I feel like if you feel this, I mean, yeah, love can always be there with someone else. But like, if this feels like really right and all of that, I would go. Yeah. I remember I have a friend I used to work with when I used to work at a magazine. And she was I can't remember how old she was, but she moved to Australia for a guy.
Mm.
Like, they were together. She met him. They weren't even together for that long, but like, she really liked him and whatever. And he was moving to Australia. She went with him. It didn't work out. She came back to England. Mm. She's got another job. Now she's happily married to someone else. Yeah. Like, you did it.
Yeah.
I would rather live than laugh that I did it and didn't work out that, no, I didn't do that shit. Yeah. And now I'm always sad about it. Okay.
And I feel like that wondering, what if I got up and I moved there? What kind of life could I have had and all of that? And yeah, no, definitely.
And it might not work out. You've lost your job and you come back and you're sad, but
you'll be okay.
In the words of Aliyah, dust yourself up and what's the rest of it?
Try again.
I guess
try
you're
again.
Gonna be sad either way.
Either way, there's gonna be sadness.
You're gonna be sad.
Yeah.
If the job is not gonna
give you the reassurance that
your man can.
This partner can.
Yeah.
No. I don't know. It's a weird one.
It is a weird one.
Nah, I fully hear you.
I think I'd go.
Yeah.
See all the times.
Like, if I was in that situation right now, I'd go.
Yeah.
All the times I left things for man. I was doing the right thing.
Yeah, exactly. I think, at the end of the day, I'm not in the relationship. And so if this person really feels and they really are amazing and blah, 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 then yeah, definitely consider it. I'm just thinking about how I was when I was younger. And what I could have been had I not like constantly chased love. Do you know what I mean? I think I could have been like, not that I'm not amazing now, but I don't know. Maybe my story wouldn't have panned out. Maybe everything happened for a reason.
Everything happens
the way it's supposed to be.
I'd always chose careers. Are we not doing the same thing?
It's actually very true. There's no right or wrong. You just have to follow your heart. Sorry, that sounds corny, but it's true.
Yeah, I think I would just go.
Yeah, that's a very, very good argument.
Listen to your heart.
All I ask is if this is my last night. That's one of Adele's best songs.
She says she's going to be crying. She cries herself to sleep every night.
I like the idea of living some kind of rom-com anyway. I love it.
That's sad about the sleeping thing. Next dilemma?
Let's go. Oh, it's an update.
Update alert. Do you know what? Can I just say that we really appreciate these updates and all our listeners as well appreciate it because we're here talking, giving advice. And we want to hear what you guys are doing, man. want to hear it.
Right, let's hear it.
Hello again. I was listening to the podcast driving back to uni from a family home and heard you guys read out my dilemma. Hey. That was very surreal. Hey. Thank you for the advice. I didn't bring it up to him. So basically the dilemma was, remember she said her boyfriend was Instagram hoe mm-hmm. and was liking all of these like girls that looked like porn stars. Pictures yeah. and stuff like that. I didn't bring it up to him because I listened to an old episode where Audrey said,
what did I say?
Not to bring up stuff like that because boys will become better liars.
Oh, Audrey doesn't remember she said
that. That must have been 5 years ago.
Well, turns out boys are just inherently sociopathic liars because my boyfriend was actually cheating on me.
I knew it. I don't know if I knew it, but I'm sorry.
I went back home because I couldn't stand to be at a uni in a flat by myself. He was my first love and this is my first proper heartbreak and I'm really struggling to stop seeing him and talking to him because it just hurts too much. I'm not super close with people at uni and I do live on my own, so it's hard to cope. Anyways, I just thought I'd give an update and possibly ask for advice on how to stay away from an ex. Is it normal to see them again after a breakup? I've brought your book and I've been listening to it loads and it's so helpful. Thank you guys for everything.
Aww. Aww, baby girl. I'm so sorry that it panned out that way, man.
I'm sorry he was cheating on you, yeah, but I'm glad that you left and he's an ex.
Yeah,
and
good for you.
Regardless of why you broke up with someone, it's going to be hard. Like, it's like breakups are never like, oh, and you skip off and everything's hunky-dory. Yeah, like, that's... you're going to feel something. And it's normal to think about them. It's normal to... maybe once or twice, like, fall off the... and go see them. Yeah.
Fall off the bandwagon.
Yeah, and then just that relapse and shit. That's all normal. But, yeah, leave this person.
Yeah, leave him. And then, who knows, something may come of it later on in life. You might be cool, and you might not be. And that's also fine.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's absolutely normal to go back to an ex. Like Toddy was kind of saying, like, it's not... no one breaks up and it's clean cut and you never speak again.
Have you done a clean cut before?
Never.
Yeah, I have.
Actually, yeah, but I didn't really like him, so it doesn't really count.
Yeah, I have.
Because I never...
yeah, I think if I'd done a clean cut, it was because I didn't
like want to
be
there anyway. So I kind of like ghosted. So yeah, so but those meaningful relationships where you actually had feelings for the person and you were with them, yeah, it's normal to go back and to think about them. And it's normal. This is all just like regular symptoms of a breakup and it will get better. It will get easier as the days go on. But yeah, stay strong because you shouldn't have to put up with that. You know, your suspicions were right. He wasn't insta-ho, and he's just also just the hoe. So, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, hun.
On the subject of cheating, the next title says, my boyfriend won't stop cheating.
Won't stop cheating.
So that means he's done it several times, and you've repeatedly gone back, and now he won't stop because he knows that you are not going to stop being with him. And do you remember with that clip with Spencer when he was arguing? Yeah. And he's like, how do you expect me to respect you when you keep taking me back that way?
Spencer was a...
When you keep letting me cheat on you?
Mm-hmm.
Spencer with was Louise. A dick.
No, he was disgusting.
Right, okay. My boyfriend won't stop cheating. Hi, ladies. I started listening to your podcast 2 weeks ago and all I can say is that I'm obsessed. I never knew I needed this in my life so badly. Aww. I listen to you guys whilst I'm working at the gym and I'm trying my hardest not to crack up in between squats, laugh my ass off. Thank you very much for putting a smile on my face. Can't wait for what success comes your way in the future. Thank you very much. I got the dreaded Instagram message from a girl the other day saying, is X your boyfriend? God.
Oh, no, because you know what that means.
Your heart... which made my heart sink, of course. For a bit of background, I was dating my boyfriend from the summer of 2019 and we finally got into a relationship last May. Now, me and my boyfriend are actually open. Oh, okay.
Oh.
And we're able to message people, go on dates, hook up with whoever we want as we don't enjoy monogamy. Okay, great.
Okay. Plot twist.
The only thing I ask is honesty. As long as I know who he's talking to and he keeps me involved, then I'm fine with that. The issue is... this is the third time I've caught my boyfriend messaging girls behind my back. I caught him out with making several Snapchat accounts to message girls on. Oh. And whenever he was away from me, all he would do is beg these girls for him to come and pick them up.
Ugh.
Not a desperate cheat.
A desperate cheat with options. Ugh. That's cringe. You already have options.
When I first got the message from that girl on Instagram, I wasn't worried because I thought, oh, this might be one of the girls that I'm already made aware of. But then... when she sent me the screenshot of her Snapchat conversation with him, I clocked that it wasn't the same account I have him on. Oh, it hurts so bad because I've given him an open relationship and I've given him full reign to do what he wants as long as he respects me. And yet he still can't do that. He knows that it's been hard for me to trust because in my last relationship of 5 years, my ex cheated on me 12 times and I had to go to therapy to get over this. Mm-hmm. Even worse, my dad cheated on my mum throughout their whole marriage. The first time being 12 days after they got married, fucking hell. Mm-hmm. So my perception of relationship has always been negative and I've had to work so hard to unlearn this. Mm. The biggest kick in the stomach was that when I first caught my boyfriend cheating on me, it was during the week of my dad's funeral last year. Oh, I'm so sorry. My dad was terminally ill for 2 years and during lockdown, it got too much for him and he decided he couldn't do it anymore. My boyfriend was so supportive throughout the whole thing. All of that was shattered when I found out during my struggles, he was messaging other girls, Snapchatting them and begging them to meet up. I know that I'm damaged from seeing my parents' relationship and from my ex. So I know that me tolerating his cheating the first and second time is already too much. I understand that I deserve better and I need to leave, but I don't know where to start. Do you girls also think that I should leave this relationship? Do you think he could ever change? Thanks so much in advance. Firstly, I don't know how much you were in the openness.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
I think you accepted the open relationship so that his cheating wouldn't feel... like, it wouldn't hurt you.
Yeah.
Like, so he gets to kind of still have you yes. and he gets to do whatever he wants, but it doesn't feel painful mm-hmm. anymore. So when he dates other girls, it doesn't feel like he's cheating. It's like, yeah. oh, we're open. It's cool. I'm completely fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know you at all, but I feel like you didn't want that openness.
Yeah.
I think you just did that as a leeway to still have him Absolutely. And keep him around. I think this is a prime and perfect example of knowing when to leave, but being feeling like you're stuck and you can't leave. I don't think you want the openness. I think if you did and you said, cool, let's be open, and all you asked was honesty, you still didn't get that.
Mm.
This guy is a fucking fiend for girls. Yeah, the fact that you are creating separate Snapchat accounts and you are begging girls for you to pick them up, for you to meet them. So like, it's not even a case of like, oh, girls are on your dick and you know, it's really hard for you to avoid temptation or like, you're begging them. You're begging to cheat. You're begging.
CeeLo Green. Begging.
Like you're actually putting work in to meet up with other girls and creating other Instagram, Snapchat accounts. It's pathetic to me.
Yeah.
And the whole, it's so funny how often you hear about people cheating when their partner's going through a really hard time.
Mm.
Yeah. That seems to happen so often. So sad.
Because obviously if you're going through something, you're mentally occupied with other things. And yeah, naturally you do just not abandon your relationship, but your focuses are in other places right now. And what you need is a partner that's going to be supportive, that's going to understand what it is that you're going through, that's going to take the time and have patience. Not be like, okay, well, she's not giving me that love and attention. She's not giving you that love and attention because she can't be bothered. She's clearly going through something.
It's just somewhere else.
So
yeah.
like, just be there for her and grant her that space and grant her that respect. As well.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, you definitely weren't ready for that. And I totally agree with everything that Tolly said. But do you know what it is? I feel like in these kind of relationships, because they've cheated on you so much and you do want them to just, you want it to be like easier on yourself kind of thing. You want to constantly please them. So you feel like once they're pleased, they'll give you that love.
So like, once I've done open, he'll respect me enough to tell me what's going on because I've given him something
but
now.
But he's 100%. Been very clear with his actions and listen to his actions.
And the thing is, you know everything we're going to say. Mm. You know that you deserve so much better. You know that like you accepting the cheating the first time was too much. You know all of these things. I'm not even going to like... I'm not going to repeat them because you know it. And I think maybe you just need to hear someone tell you to leave.
Mm, you need to hear it out.
I am telling you to leave. If that means anything to you.
Yeah.
I just think this is not a good situation for you at all. And even, I can understand them feeling damaged and feeling like untrusting of things because things happen with your ex or things happen with your parents. But again, the parent situation is not letting other women's stories affect your life.
Yeah, definitely.
That's really sad that happened to your mum.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that your dad cheated and I'm sorry that you lost your dad and everything. Sorry, that just reminded
me. I'm sorry that your grandma died and everything.
Yeah, but I still don't want to be your friend. I'm sorry that your grandma died and everything. Yeah. sorry, I just had to get that out because otherwise I would have started laughing. Leave this guy. But this guy's a fucking... Do you want to... Let's all respect ourselves, right? I think it's really fundamental that we should all respect ourselves. If you are going to cheat on me, don't be begging girl, you fucking beg.
Exactly.
Like, how are you begging girls to cheat on me?
That's cringe. I think
that's embarrassing.
I think all, like,
it's not like it just happened. You're begging for it.
You're begging, like, you're actually actively going out of your way. As soon as she said everything, yeah, my first instinct was, you don't want this. Mm. Like, this is a defense mechanism because you've seen cheating has been like a historical
running open.
Through your life. So yep. Now you're trying to basically curtail it by jumping in front of the problem.
A great word.
Right? By saying that I'm going to jump in front of the problem by giving space for people to do it. But is it something you actually want? And I think that when it comes to open relationships, that's what people actually need. They really need to think about it. Like, what are your intentions behind why you want it? Because I find it very interesting that how this guy has all the space to have sex with other people and do whatever, it means it's not about the sex because you have that freedom. It really is about the sneakiness not wanting to get caught and about the doing things behind your partner's back. It's the thrill of it.
Because if you're allowed to cheat.
Because if open relationships all the time were just about having sex with other people, then you wouldn't feel the need for that. What he's getting out of it is he likes the not getting caught or the getting caught and the sneakiness of it all. And I think that's very problematic in itself. So I think for that reason alone, you need to walk away from this person because... Yeah. You know, I feel like you've given so much. Like, honestly, based on your history, I genuinely don't think you want it. And I think that, like, you shouldn't have to give so much in a relationship and still someone is taking complete and utter advantage of the situation. I think he needs to be left alone. And I think you need to just continue to heal. And I totally agree. Like, our parents' relationships are not our relationships. I know, like, the proximity makes it feel like, you know, even more reason to take it on. Mm. But that honestly, respectfully, like, it was kind of like your mum's problem. And I think that you should just focus on, like, what happened to you and how that has kind of, I don't know, impacted you now. But yeah, continue therapy and leave this guy.
Yeah, leave this man.
Yeah, this ain't it.
Yeah.
You've got all the freedom and you're still lying to me.
Like, what is your
problem? Do you know how mad that is? Because when you said the title, I was like, oh God.
Yeah. She said it was open. I was like, okay.
So, like, you have the freedom and you're still you're actively choosing to disrespect me now.
And I think that would actually be my argument with him. Like, are you insane? Mm. Like, we are open and you still want to sneak around and beg girls.
One condition, you know, is that you keep it.
And
you
can't be honest with me.
It's a lot of rules and regulations when it comes. Like, I think people think when it comes to open relationships, you just go around.
No, there has to be rules and regulations.
There's still boundaries
in place. It has
to be. When it comes to, like, inviting other people into your relationship, whether that's threesomes, group sex, sex parties, open relationships, all of that, there's no space for grey areas. There has to be very clean cut rules. Like, it has to be very clear.
Yeah.
That's why for me, I think I would just rather just be with one person because that's easier to remember.
I don't know if I can do it openly. I've gotten in and out of it so often thinking I can't. I think what will do me is if he keeps getting girls and I just don't get anyone, that would piss me off.
Like, I don't want to do this anymore, man.
So much.
Yeah, like, how have you... I don't think
I have the desire to like more than one person
anyway.
I
don't have this time. I think that people, honestly, they think that open relationships mean they can just fuck everybody.
Yeah.
But it's actually probably more work than...
Yeah.
Being in a monogamous relationship.
Like, men don't slap enough for me to juggle five.
No way.
No.
They're not interested.
They don't slap enough for me to juggle five of them.
They are not interested in that shit. No
two,
way.
Three,
girls,
max.
Girls, I'll juggle. Juggle the girls.
You juggle the girl.
Juggle the girl. Juggle girls.
Next dilemma.
Oh, it's me. Shame. My man is getting STI tests behind my back. Sounds smart.
Because he's fucking...
Hey girls.
At least he's being respectful. He doesn't want to give you anything.
Hey girls, just started listening to you guys and I absolutely love you all. Keep doing what you're doing and entertaining us. You guys will continue going so far.
Amen.
Well, thank you. I've been with my boyfriend for about 8 months, but we've been seeing each other exclusively for over a year now. Back in March, he had issues with his stomach and his bowel. So I took him to A&E and they referred him to his GP and he said that he needs to have some ultrasound scans to see what was going on. I have been heavily involved in trying to encourage him to chase up to go for his results. They ended up saying that there was nothing they could see. However, he still has these stomach problems.
Okay.
For the past 3 weeks, we have been arguing quite a lot, but there hasn't been any explanation as to why he's been acting funny and distant and not wanting to see me as much. So I decided to go through his phone to see if there was anything going on. And I saw a text from a sexual health clinic saying his kit had been ordered. I tried to bring this up with him by making up anecdotes about my friend who was in a similar situation to see what he would kind of say about it. But he just said that the only reason why people would get an STI test behind their partner's back is if they're cheating or suspect that their partner is cheating.
How can he out himself like this?
Exactly. He didn't really answer my question fully, so I just decided to ask him straight to his face why he had those tests on his phone. He denied it and tried to flip it on me, saying why I was going through his phone.
Of course.
Typical. However, I lied and said that when he was on his phone, I saw over his shoulder a text from a sexual health clinic. Of course, which I didn't. Anyways, he denied it and said he doesn't know what I'm talking about, and even went as far as saying that maybe I saw a text from DHL. No, guys. Saying that maybe I saw a text from DHL instead of SHL, Sexual Health London.
I'm not an idiot. The thing is, when I've got caught for looking for the phone, I'm like, give me the phone, let me show it to you. Yeah, because I've got caught now. Like, I'm looking for your phone, so I might as well just show you the text.
But he's acting as if like, okay.
Yeah, because he's mad.
Or that maybe I've seen a test result message from a COVID test, as he did have a cold the week before.
Okay.
He tried to insult my intelligence by insinuating that I hadn't seen what I had actually seen. But I confronted him with a picture I had taken of the test thread from my phone. Yeah. In the text thread, you can see the results that had been taken as far as December and March and recently in November. We have been seeing each other since last year, September. When I confronted him again, he tried to reassure me by saying I should look through his phone for these alleged text messages. Damn, the gaslighting of it all.
So what about a picture I've got on my phone? Am I mad?
Exactly.
Yeah, you are.
By saying I should look through his phone for these alleged text messages, of which had been deleted by then.
Of course.
So he lied to my face on multiple occasions. His justification was that because we had been arguing for the past couple of weeks, he didn't feel comfortable to let me know that he was having problems with his stomach and wanted to explore his options with his health. And he's out in investigation by doing sexual health.
So why didn't you use that lie in the first place?
I'm not getting it. I do not trust him because these tests have been ongoing for a relationship and he claims that he hasn't cheated. What do I do? Thanks, girls.
This man is absolutely barebacking.
So bitches. I think he's cheating, you know?
Do you know what it is?
I don't want to go to that conclusion, but...
For me, it's if the fact that he wants to take care of his health, fine, and he hasn't done a sexual health test in a while because, you know, sometimes we don't do it often and you just want to, like, you just want to get it out of the way and know that you don't have anything, fine, cool, do it. But now you're doing it, it's a reoccurring theme. Mm-hmm. You're doing it over and over again. Why do you need to do that over again if you know that you're not fucking anyone else?
Yeah.
You're not going to get anything from this relationship because, you know, I'm not fucking already. No one.
Yeah.
You know, you're not fucking no one. Mm. So why do you need to do that?
Yeah.
I think it's the lengths that he's gone to cover up the lie that shows that he's lying.
DHL, you know.
It said DHL. It said
COVID.
It said it's not true that you've made it up. I showed you a picture. Then you said, it's still not true. You look for your phone. Then you said, oh, it's because of my stomach.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, that just seems very convenient.
It's just like you should have just done the stomach lie from the beginning.
I think he panicked. I think there's two things here. One, he's definitely cheating because I'm never going to be opposed to someone prioritizing their sexual health.
Yeah, testing. Absolutely.
I think even in relationships, you should. I don't think
because you can't trust people.
Exactly. I don't think you need to do them regularly in a relationship, but I'm not mad at him for doing it. But the thing is, the reason why it's suspicious is because if he's done a test once and it's been negative and you know you're only sleeping with this one person, there's no actual need for you to consistently get tested. So that's why I think that he's up to no good because he's trying to be smart about it. However, let's normalize having sexual health checks in relationships. Like, I'm not opposed to that, but he's cheating.
I do think if you do it in a relationship, it's because you're cheating or you think the person's cheating.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, I was going to say he's probably not wanting to see you often because when it comes to like when it comes to STIs, it takes 2 weeks to seep in. So he's waiting to get the all
what
clear.
What did she say? He does not see her regularly?
Yeah.
Comes up with excuses why he can't.
So he's not seeing you regularly because it's more time for him to cheat and because he wants to make sure he's absolutely clean so that next time he fucks you, he's... Do you know what? I kind of have to say good on him.
Because
at least he's being safe with
it. Yeah, because most guys don't.
No, because he can be safe by using a fucking condom.
He wants the bareback.
Don't be barebacking if you're cheating.
But he's still being quite safe though. He was protecting her at least.
Not really, because you're still barebacking.
Don't bareback.
Yeah, but that's him not protecting himself. He's protecting her.
No, but when he sleeps with her, he's still thinking.
No, because he's waiting to get the results back, to get the all clear.
True.
This man's cheating on you.
That's a lot of work.
Cheating on you, yeah.
Going to the gum clinic, it's a long day. That's a whole day.
Do you know what kind of cheating I can't stand? Strategic cheating, like premeditated cheating, pisses me off. That really pisses me off. I feel like it just happened cheating. Maybe I can forgive.
Mm.
But that like premeditated, that, okay,
really
I'm going to do a test and I'm not going to see if I'm planning. Fuck off.
Yeah.
He's cheating on you, sorry.
That's, yeah, I think he is as
if
well.
If I'm wrong, sorry, innit?
Yeah, exactly. I don't think he is as well. I mean, the proof is kind of
I think we're right.
There's no reason for someone in a monogamous relationship to be regularly tested in, and when you're confronted, you lie about it.
Yeah, exactly.
And now you're not seeing me often.
That doesn't make any sense. So.
Yeah. Your stomach.
So what should she say?
Call him out. Call him out. Like, the thing with men is, like, if when you call out men for cheating, you have to stick to what you're saying and beat a confession out of it. Like, you have to literally beat it. They always
My thing is, how can I take a picture of the text you're telling me?
You're telling me you didn't see that.
Am I mad?
That's manipulation.
It's gaslighting to the complete definition.
Like, minister of gaslighting.
Am I mad? Are you mad? What's happening here?
Because you must think at this precise seconds, like, are you fucking mad?
No, I'm telling him. I think you're cheating. I'm giving him cold shower. I'm chatting to him for a bit.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
A funny explanation needs to come from you.
Yeah, now you need to cut him off.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. Mm-hmm. Right, that's it.
That's it.
There's been a lot of cheating in those episodes. So much deception and cheating and begging. That's it for this episode of the Receipts Podcast. We hope you guys enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. We hope you had a good time. Stop letting people take you for an idiot.
Yeah, you're not an idiot.
Yeah, I've been your girl, Tolly T.
This episode is brought to you by Spotify. Just call me Audrey.
And your mama, Sita Manila Sanchez.
Bye.